All right, Joe, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today, page 143. So remember, again, we were the Ramchal of Kashtiel. We're discussing the idea that the incredible detrimental nature of laziness. So remember, we're speaking about the idea that a person could think to themselves, well, what's the big deal if at the end of the day I'm just not so zoriz? You know, I'm not such a zrizizdik person. So if you look, we'll start four lines down from the top on 143. It says, what do you mean that you don't act with zeal? Remember, again, I'll say one of the things that we've established is that zrizus is not simply a nice midah or a nice character trait or attribute, but zrizus is in and of itself the essence of life. Without zrizus, so one is fundamentally missing something from their existence. If a person ultimately would frame their life with the midah of zrizus, life would be fundamentally different. In davar kazeh atalochai. Yesh davar kazeh lo lach yos yomayim. So I say, is there a possibility that a person could say, you know what, I'm going to take the next 2 days off living? Right? I mean, a person could take 2 days off work, or a person could take 2 days off from a particular project, but is there such a thing that, you know, for the next 2 days, I'm choosing to not live? I mean, person has to make that decision, but it's not just going to be for the next 2 days. It's an irreversible course. But Lamais, is there such a thing as saying that for the next 2 days, I'm not... What he's trying to point out is that there are certain indispensable parts of existence. Zrizos is one of those. Simin sha'atalo magdir zekichelek me'achayim. Kimehos ha'chayim. Afilu atamachlish es ha'merkozios shalachayim. So in reality, when a person says that zrizos is not important, what they're really doing is they're decentralizing some of the most important tenets and principles of life. Ata omer la'atzmecha shef shalachios gam b'lizeh. When you say that zrizus is not as important, you're saying that life is possible without zrizus. Im efshar lachios b'lizeh. And if life is possible without zrizus, kinira sha'olam haruchani yered, upam haba shetihya, ismodidus ata tishalim azem mechir yakar. So we'll say, when a person says this, then understand that a person ultimately will pay a very heavy price in the future, because a life without zrizus, as we've already established numerous times, is a profoundly flawed life. Is a life ultimately, again, of adama and not in a life of ish or ish. Is a life of mediocrity without the ability to climb higher. Ata'ach, atatomich terror. So this is actually, he says, remember again, Shalom Aleich used the lashon that when a person ultimately lacks his resource, so Shlomo Melech's wording was, Ach atal ish mashchis. A person is a brother to the destroyer. That's how seriously Shlomo HaMelech termed ultimately one who goes ahead and lacks the midah of zrizus. He says, atomich terror, Rabose, means a person that supports terror. Right? So, you know, just like, you know, we have this idea that even if a person doesn't commit an act of terror himself, but a person that supports terror, enables terror, it's just as bad. A person who decentralizes the importance of zrizus, by definition, supports spiritual terror as well. Ata'ach lish mashchis, achakach yekoshele hismodet, kedei, supposedly to further appreciate the full profundity, negative profundity of Atlus Ramchal continues, and he says, "Va'amar od levayer, va'amar od levayer ra'asa itzel beyor tziuri." See, he says, for example, to go ahead and further illustrate, to further 143, the middle of the page. To further illustrate the negative nature of atzlos, of laziness, let's illustrate. Beir Tzur means an illustrative example. Mashiyikra v'yivaleid le'ininu yom yom. What happens each and every day? As the pasuk says, al sedei ish atzel avarti v'al kerem adam chaser lev. So the pasuk here that we're going to see that Shlomo Melech was quoting from, that Shlomo Melech writes in Mishlei, he gives the example of, you know, I passed by the field of a lazy man. I passed by the field of a lazy man. So the pasuk then continues, and we'll see this in just a little bit, but what happens when you pass by the field of a lazy man? I mean, how can you tell you're passing by the field of a lazy man? It's overgrown. Right, it's overgrown. There are no crops there. Ultimately, again, the weeds are there. Everything is going on there. Everything is happening in that field, except for productive vegetation. So look what he writes. He says, in a matzav, this is actually amazing, a matzav neutral, b'matzav amida yeshna hisdardurus. So what does this mean? A matzav neutral means there's no neutral. There's no neutral setting in life. Adam atzil magdir shlomo. Adam chaser leif. Mazir chaser leif. So says the Ramchal, Shlomo HaMelech explains that a lazy person is a person is what is called chaser leif. Chaser leif means literally without a heart. Now understand, in this context, it doesn't mean unfeeling, but rather, what does chaser leif mean in this context? Unthinking. Unthinking. Adam lelo mahus b'chaim. Lelo mashmaus b'chaim. A person without, a person who is lazy, and a person ultimately, again, who does not possess the midah of zrizus, is a person who lacks the essence of life. A person who doesn't understand the profundity of life. Ki amochus shelcha ke adam zeh, shiyish lecha mashmaus, v'im ein lecha zeh, atalochai esazeus ha'nosho shelcha. Bosa, he's making this incredible point, which is that without zrizus, it's not just the pshat that one is leading a compromised life. That seems to be somewhat obvious. It's that without zrizos, a person is missing the fundamental framework of life. The fundamental underpinning of what makes life meaningful is missing. Ata fachta lo adam mashris. I have literally transformed myself into a destructive individual. Ki im adam hu beli leif, as rak she'ila shazman shehu yeh mebulbal. Because if a person doesn't have a heart, right? If a person was what Shlomo HaMelech calls chaser leif, missing a heart, it's only a matter of time until I get myself into some significant trouble. Ki lo borur lo ma'amerkaz b'chaim. Because at the end of the day, he's missing that which is central in life. Mi movil umi machlit. What ultimately pushes me, what ultimately are the decisors in my existence? But say, turn to page 144. So Shlomo HaMelech goes on, he says, what happens when you walk by the field of the individual again, who is chaser leif, who is unthinking, who is lazy? V'hine Allah kulo kimshonim, kasu panav charulim. So what happens when you walk by that field? So it's filled with thorns. Right, it's filled with thorns. It's filled with overgrowth. In other words, it's very easy to tell the field of the person ultimately who's chaser leif. Let's say it's an incredible yisod. Do you understand this metaphor of Shlomo? Life is a field. Life is a field. So there are some people, life is a garden, right? So if you go ahead, you look at their garden, and it's very well manicured, and it's beautiful, and the grass is cut, and the edges, Yossi's here, right? And the edges are trimmed. Yossi, tell me if I'm using the right words. The edges are trimmed, right? And it's been mulched, right? And mamish, the shrubs are beautiful, and the grass. That's a person who's attentive to life. And then you walk by other people, and there are weeds everywhere, and the grass is overgrown, and the lawn looks unkempt, and that ultimately, so says Zanchal, everybody in life fits into one of two categories. Either you're taking care of your property, or you're not. And there are people who take care of their property, those are the Zrizos people. The people who don't take care of those property, those are the Atzlos people. Pitom, atamegalem etzios aguma, v'atamizdaik, ha'im ani zarati kotim. Now here's the amazing verse, says Zanchal. So what happens? One day I wake up, right? I walk outside and I see, oh my gosh, the grass is overgrown and there are weeds everywhere. But I say to myself, you know what? I never remember planting weeds. I don't remember actually ever taking the time to do this. I never remember not actively knocking down the fence. Meaning I don't remember doing any of these things. I don't remember planting the weeds. I don't remember, you know, pouring miracle grow on the grass to make it grow so high. I don't remember knocking down part of the fence that now looks in such a state of disrepair. When did all this happen? So says Shlomo HaMelech, I saw this field in disrepair. Ashis libi. I put my heart to it, meaning I paid attention to it. Ra'isi, I saw it. Lakachti musr. And I took musr. What was the musr I took? Ma'at shenos, ma'at tenumos. I came to learn a very important lesson. That when you fall asleep, even just a little bit in life, or when you begin to daydream, even just a little bit in life, Hakol kitzas kitzas. When you fall asleep at the wheel of life, even for just a little bit, uba mishalech reishecha. That's when everything begins to fall apart. An incredible yisur of Osai. You see, no one plants weeds, obviously. Correct? Right? No one plants. I'm sure one day it'll be fashionable in some way. No one plants weeds. The amazing part is because sometimes the greatest negative events that occur are not as a result of something we did, but more often than not because of something we didn't do. So Shlomo Melech says, it's amazing how I see so many people whose life fell into a state of disrepair, not because they did something bad, but because lamaisa, they were not properly vigilant about the yard. They were not properly vigilant about the field. They were not properly vigilant about their life. And when I fall asleep at the wheel of life, even for a relatively short amount of time, all kinds of stuff happens. Remember, that was the title of this section. There's no neutral in life. There's no such thing as staying in place. There's no such thing as being neutral. You're either going forward or you're going backwards. And the amazing part is often we attribute regression or going backward to negative activity. What Ramchal is pointing out is inactivity is just as dynamically negative as bad activity. Incredible yisod. Belisha taigish v'tasim leiv zeyavo. Even without paying attention, ultimately, the weeds come. Nira kilu basachakol lo asisa shum davara. The amazing part is, as we mentioned before, that again, I haven't actively done anything bad, meaning I haven't actively done anything, and yet when you look at the yard, it looks like I've done so many negative things. Basachakol lo halachta l'sadeh la'avod. What didn't I do? At the end of the day, I didn't go to work the field. Tashilu et kol chaklai. Ask any farmer, what happens if you don't show up to work for a week? Ask any farmer. He said, you're going to pay for that with interest. Pay for that with interest, meaning when you come back to that field and you haven't done anything with it for a week, wait to see what happens. Lama says, Lama mazrata kotzim, hasarta sagedo, is it because I actively planted the weeds? Is it because I deconstructed the fence? Chas shalom. Aval etzem zeshlo hayisa shaman azokim kvar yitzmuchu. He says, an ata lo miskadeim ha'isek holich achora. But says amazing. Listen to this phrase. Aval etzem zeshlo hayisa shaman azok kvar yitzmuchu. See, Rabbi says, the nezokim, the negative things are there. They're waiting to come out. The idea in life is that a person has to try to keep certain things in check. And when you don't actively try to keep certain things in check, by definition, what happens? They sprout up. So here again, if I'm not working the field, by definition, the negativity sprouts up. If you're not moving forward, ultimately, again, it's true in business also, he says. If you're not moving the business forward, then by definition, the business is moving backward. So maybe one can make the argument, business, I'm sure there are plenty of people that could just remain in place, but the field is a good muscle. The field, if you're not working it, then by definition, it's going to be filled with weeds. There's no such thing as neutral with the field. Lo hit kadem, lo naso glo. So again, remember, if a person says, well, I'm not going to move forward, but I'm not going to move backwards either, doesn't work at all. Doesn't work at all. Ein davar kaze. There is no such thing like this. He says, ata tipagi shemasad b'matzav garua. If you don't work the field will be compromised. Ata tistarech la'utzias kol hakotzim. You're going to have to find a way to take out all of the weeds, all of the thorns. Veze yoser kasher la'hotzi osam achshav. Here's the difference. It is much more difficult to try to take out the weeds once they have sprouted than it is to prevent them from coming up to begin with. Because once they've sprouted, they have roots. And once they have roots, you have to get down on your hands and knees to try to get them out. And the weeds have already been accustomed to doing ultimately, again, what it is that they want. So we'll stop over here for today. But Lamaisa, again, there's a very powerful mashal ultimately of the field. Very powerful mashal. That life is like the field, and again, if a person is zoriz and works the field to prevent the weeds from coming up, then matovu manoim. But a person neglects the field, even for a relatively short amount of time, lets the field go into neutral, the weeds that sprout up, the negativity that occurs, could it be reversed? Of course, everything could be reversed. But lamais, again, at the end of the day, the amount of effort to try now to pull out those weeds becomes so much greater. Therefore, Shlomo Melech says, I've looked around in life and I've seen that one of the most detrimental midos that one could possess is the mid of atzlus. Dr. Bosse, we'll stop over here.